Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast. I've met many people over the years who have failed and given up. The point of this podcast is to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. Welcome back to the Fail Forward podcast. Have you ever been labelled with imposter syndrome, or you've said, I'm an anxious person, or I'm a negative person, or I'm a depressed person, or I have imposter syndrome? Because quite often what I see and what I've felt is I've felt all of those feelings. I've felt depressed. I've felt imposter syndrome. I've felt like I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm winging it. I've felt sad. I've felt anxious. I've felt stressed. But just because you feel a certain way, that doesn't mean that defines you. Because in that moment, you might feel like that. Like I might feel when I first started this podcast, I felt a bit of imposter syndrome. That didn't define me that I then have a label that I have imposter syndrome. It just meant that in certain moments, you feel like that. I see it all the time where I meet people and they say, oh, I couldn't do that because I'm anxious. Well, yeah, you might be anxious some of the time, but I'm sure that you're not anxious all the time. Just like I might have had imposter syndrome for the moment that I sat in front of this camera. That was for that moment. When I then went out and worked in my business, I didn't feel that. So we've got to be very careful in nowadays that we just label people, ourselves, in a certain category, because then you start believing what you're saying and how you're labeling yourself. Like all of these things I'm talking about, I think anxiety is a difficult thing. Depression's a difficult thing. Imposter syndrome, you know, they're all, I'm not taking anything away from the realities of these issues that people have, because they're serious issues. And I feel for anybody who has any of these issues in abundance or more. But we've got to be very careful to not be labeling ourselves with a label that I have. Like if, for example, if I had just gone and said at the beginning of this, I have imposter syndrome, then I'm walking around thinking that I have imposter syndrome when it's only a feeling in that moment. Just because you feel something doesn't mean that that's what you define yourself with, that feeling. So bear with me here, it'll make sense as I go on further. Because we all have feelings of positivity and negative feelings at any given time in my life, but that doesn't mean it defines you. Right now you might be feeling sad, but that means that you can use that sadness to find your happiness. Right now you might be feeling anxious, but that might be because you're feeling uncomfortable, but then you can use that to drive you to find what feels comfortable in your life. Right now you might be feeling depression about something that's happened in the past. So then what do you need to do to change your future to make your past better? You know, you can use all of these things to help drive you forward to create the feeling that you want. So just please do not label yourself with something and then just say, this is who I am. Because when we have the self-talk, when we will talk around mindset, what we say and what we say out loud, it's just like your children right now. Your children, whether they're 1 year old or 10 years old, they'll be listening to everything you say. And if you keep saying to your child, you're naughty, you're naughty, you're naughty, you're naughty, they will think that they're naughty. They'll grow up going, I'm naughty. It's exactly what I did for me in my childhood. And your self-talk will define who you are and how you turn up. So if you're constantly self-talking yourself that you've got X, Y, Z and you're labeling yourself with different labels, then that is going to help actually magnify those situations. When you realize that the feeling is a feeling in the moment and that doesn't define who you are, that is just something that happens. Like even now, I still get tired. I mean, my wife, if you ask her, after 9 o'clock in the evening, I am the most miserable, tired, depressed, anxious person going. I go to bed, wake up in the morning and I feel fine. But I don't then define myself the next day that I've got all of those feelings. It's just sometimes in a moment that you have those feelings. And that's where your self-talk will have a massive impact on how you turn up and who you are. So have a think about it. When you feel, you know, it's normal, like you might see, and I see it all the time on social media, everyone's living their best life. If you followed me on social media right now, you would see a lot of happiness. You'd think that I have the best life ever, that I'm super successful. My kids never cry. My kids never moan. They're the best kids in the world. Like I don't put all the times I'm shouting at my kids so they're not getting ready. Like in the mornings, the school run is the most difficult time. You know, get your trainers on, get this on, get that on. We've got to get out the door. You know, that is just part of it. So my point is that it doesn't define you in that moment, that you've got to have the self-talk. You've got to be able to turn up in your best possible way. And to be able to do that, then you don't want to label yourself with those feelings, because social media will get you thinking that the whole world is living this amazing life. I can guarantee you all the successful people, they will have times of feeling negative. They'll have times when they're pissed off about stuff, or they're feeling anxious, nervous, stressed, you know, depressed, whatever it is about stuff. But that doesn't define them in the moment. They just realize those feelings and they move towards the feelings that make them feel good, or the routine or the magic winning formula that makes them feel good, and they'll try and avoid that. But having the highs and the lows are all part of the success. So just because you feel low at one point doesn't mean that you can't go and create success. So be really careful when labeling yourself with anything, because the self-talk will have a lot of dependence on your confidence. And as we know, in any sport, in any business, in anything you do, your confidence is so, so important. You see it in tennis matches, you know, suddenly someone's, the confidence is up, they're doing really well, they're two sets up, and suddenly they lose 3-2 because the other guy suddenly wins one game and his confidence goes up. It's the same in anything. Your confidence will define your success. And that's how you can then now self-talk yourself. So don't label yourself with stuff. Understand that the feelings are part of the process and move towards the things that make you feel better. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'm on a mission to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. So please share this far and wide, like and subscribe.